that later.
Okay, so we left off with the Gemara and Hay, right? Just from last week. Yeah, what the Megillah Bismana is Torah Sarfilo Biyachid. And Shiloh Bismana is Ba'asara. I said Machlokas. Machlokas, if even Bismana is always Ba'asara. Ravasi Omar Bain Bismana, Bain Shiloh Bismana, Ba'asara. Alright, so I mean some Rishonim are Machme like that. Always do with Ba'asara. Okay, but what is the idea of here? So Rashi says, Bizmana is what? B'yud dalad. Mitok shehi chova bo bayom al kol yochad v'yochad korin oso afilu v'yochad. T'hakol korin bo. V'ika pirsim neis. But shelo bizmana could go in kfarim ha-magdim liyom ha-knisa ein korin oso ele ba'asara d'ba'inan pirsim nisa. Yeah. So what's the svar over here? So it's like we were saying last week that there's that they're misakin kriya. The takana is really a kriya, right? But it's a kriya in the setting that's going to cause pirsa manes, right? The takana is not a kriya of the takana itself is not pirsa manes. Takana is. Because if the takana itself were pirsum anes, right, then it would seem that you'd always have to do it b'tzibur. Even shelo bizmana, because that's you have to be a maisa of doing it to others. I don't know how everybody could be answered exactly, so you're saying that bizmana, where everybody is korei, so then you're gonna have, piercing ace. How are you gonna have piercing an ace? Because it's gonna be what? How do we define this? Kol yochid v'yochid korin also afilu b'yochid da kol korin bo v'ika piercing an ace. So what's piercing an ace?
Mean the
knowledge of the group. I mean, it's going to be memela. It's going to be a widespread knowledge.
It's going to be reading is not causing that widespread knowledge.
On an individual level, the kriya will result. Each individual kriya will result since everybody is doing it today. Each individual kriya. The sum of all the kriyos will be that it's a davar mefursam, right? But the maisa is still good to be an individual maisa, right? It's just that the maisa, the takana is the masake in the maisa that will result in piersam, right? That's the derech we're trying to take over here. Sacking the maisa that will result in the piercing. So if everybody is reading it today, so then each individual maisa kriya will be a kriya that results in the piercing.
How does that work?
Because piercing we're saying is because piercing we're saying is knowledge. Piercing is knowledge of the is knowledge of a large group. Is widespread knowledge. Widespread knowledge. So if everybody reads it to themselves, then in the Am there will be a piersum. Piersum doesn't mean advertising. Doesn't mean an activity of spreading the word. It means piersum is a certain state of widespread knowledge. If something is mefursam, it means it's known by everybody. It's mefursam. What? Right, how come by near? I mean, how come by near? The question is, how come by near it's formulated in terms of a roa?
Think is the group bit different there? Because here it's piercing like for a specific group. Not, you're saying it's not supposed to be piercing for like the guy to see that?
No, right. It's not piercing for the guy. It's piercing for the, even by Hanukkah. I think it mainly learns for a Jew.
Wow. This was Hanukkah.
So a simple answer you could say is by Hanukkah, since maybe there are people who don't have a bias, or they're not living in their house, so they want to be part of the mitzvah. So it's formulated in terms of, since it's formulated essentially in terms of a bias, so it includes a roa. Because it wants to include everybody, even if they don't have a bias. But by Megillah, it's just a Maaseh Kriya, so everybody individually
is
going.
Though.
Spread knowledge. No, once it's widespread knowledge, then it'll have a certain effect on the whole Am. It'll be a topic of conversation. Whatever it is, it'll have a certain effect. Something that's Mefursim is just treated differently than something that's private. It's not like everybody knows it, and they know that everybody knows it. It's not like a secret you tell somebody, say, and don't tell anyone else. But then you wind up telling everybody like that. That doesn't have the quality of a foursome.
What about like
yourself? Okay, but what does it mean if it's not bismana? So if it's not bismana, then what? Then ba'asara. So what does that mean? Rashi says that what? Ein koronosa el ba'asara, the ba'in and piersum niso. So what do you say? I mean, so still, whoever's chayev on that day will read it. I mean, you're not going to have more people knowing it. It doesn't seem like you can have. Doesn't sound like necessarily you can have more people knowing it because you do it ba'asara. I mean, it could be. Could be. Right. I mean, it could be. I mean, this is one of those cases where the Ramban says that this is not like that kriya b'tzibor by the Megillah is not like kriya satara b'tzibor, right? That's the famous Ramban. Because he says, by Torah means the chova, it's a chiyav on the tzibor. But over here, it's a chiyav on the yochid, it just has to be done by tzibor. Even if only one person, by Kriyas Torah, if only one person was chayav in Kriyas Torah, he couldn't get together a minyan and lane. But it's a chova tzibor. But over here, even if only one person is chayav, he can't do it but in a tzibor. Right. Alright, so it would seem like this, though, that in order to have a Maisa Kriya, in order for the Kriya to have the quality of Pearsum, right, it's either going to be that Mamela, everyone is Kari today, and it's going to make it, it's going to have the effect of being before some. That not that the Kriya is different, but since everybody is Kari, it'll be before some, right? Or, If it's not going to be Mefursam through the collective Krios, then you have to have a different kind of a Kriya. Right? You have to have a Kriya that itself is a Maisa of Mefarsim. You have to have the quality, it has to be in the setting of the Kriya, it has to be a Kriya that will cause a Pearsam. So if everybody's Korei, so then automatically every ordinary kriya is all the ordinary kriya is going to have an effect of pearsum. But if it's only individuals who have a chiyuv of being kore, right? So then in the maisa it has to be a mefarsim.
They're two different pearsums.
Good question. I mean, definitely the kriya b'tzibor is a different kind of a kriya. It's a different quality of the kriya, a kriya b'tzibor. I mean, that's why it's, we'll have to take that later. But the Gemara says b'tzibor, certain dinim b'tzibor don't apply b'yachid. Like what I mentioned to you with the Megillah, if the Megillah is written as part of Tanakh, you can't read it that way b'tzibor. It has to be read from a separate scroll b'tzibor. But b'yachid, you can read it k'suva bein k'suvim. Megillah k'suva bein k'suvim, you can't read that way b'tzibor. But b'yochid, you could read it k'suva bein k'suvim. Yeah, it's interesting. Take a look at that Rashi over there. Take a look at the Gemara in Bam Yutes. It says at the bottom, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hakorei b'megillah haksuva bein k'suvim lo yotza. Right? So Rashi says, D'bo'inan igeres la'atzma, d'mifarsim nisa tfei. If you just had a Megillah that was written as part of Tanakh, it wouldn't be Mefar. You wouldn't have piercing. You have to be the Mefarsim Nisa Tfei. So Rava says, but if it's longer or shorter, then it's also good. as long as it doesn't look like it's just part of the regular Kisvei Kodesh. But then on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara continues. He says, "Betzibur shanu." It's only betzibur. We'll have to take that up later. But I see it's. But you see, betzibur is a different kind of a kriya. Betzibur is a different kind of a kriya. See, that's what I'm trying to say. That if everybody reads it alone, that's just a regular Maisa Kriya. The only thing is, it has the effect of Pirsum Mamela.
That's just the idea.
Because it, since everybody is doing it, it's going to be. In other words, you have to define it as a Kriya, that is in the setting of Pirsum. You have to define it as a Kriya. That has the quality of Pearson, meaning that it's. So he's saying if everybody's korei on the same day, so then each kriya is only individual, but collectively everybody's kriya will cause the effect of Pearson. Right.
And that effect is.
That effect is everybody, right, everybody read the Megillah.
Who's everybody?
Who's everybody? Does Rashi say? B'yuddal, mitoch shi'chova bo, b'yom, I'll call yochid v'yochid, koren osa filu b'yochid. Ha'kol koren bo, v'ika piersim nes. I mean, these cases, what do you mean with the kfarim? These are like very small groups of people. What? But he's saying, but if you're not going to have the piersum in the am, if you're not going to have the piersum from the effect of the kriya itself, then in order to define it as a piersum shel kriya, in order to define it as a kriya shel piersum, then what? Then you have to do it as a public statement. And it has to be a kriya shel piersum. Either it's a kriya shel piersum because individually everybody's kriya will be mitzaref and cause and effect in the am. And if not, then you have to make it a different kind of a maisa kriya. It's a kriya betzibur. Tzibur is a different entity.
It's also a different kind of piersum.
No, but you can do a maisa of piersum. In other words, a maisa of piersum doesn't mean that you're going to reach everybody. Maisa of piersum doesn't mean you're going to reach everybody. Maisa of piersum means that you're addressing the tzibur. To be mefarsem, the thing means as the quality of common knowledge. Tzibur is an entity, is an eda. That's the smallest. That's considered a group. So to a maisa of piersum. A kriya shel piersum to in terms of the maisa kriya being a different kriya shel piersum, it has to be to an entity of tzibur. Now you're saying it publicly. It's a public statement. It's a public kriya. So that's if the kriya alone is not going to have the quality of piersum in the am, so then you need to do a different maisa kriya. Now you have to. In other words, it's not a kriya vidya that we got rid of in the other gemara. But in order for the setting to be that it's a kriya of piersum, so if it's the day, then it's naturally a kriya of piersum because it'll effectuate that. Just by every individual kriya, will produce in the am a certain affect of yidiya of this maisa, yidiya of this event. But if you don't, then you have to artificially create the setting. You understand? The setting of the kriya has to be in the setting of Pearson. But so if it's the day of the chiyuv itself, then it's mamela, the setting of Pearson. But if it's not, so then you have to create it. They have to formulate a kriya of tzibur. Then it has to be a kriya of tzibur. See, you still. So the point I'm trying to make is still like this, that it's not a matter of an obligation to create the effect of piersum. That's not the obligation. It's not the obligation to make it well known. The obligation is a kriya But the way we're trying to formulate it is like this, that the point of the mitzvah was piercing, and they were misaking a kriya that will they were misaking a kriya that has the quality of piercing to it, right? So, but it's not the yachid's responsibility to make sure every Jew in Klal Yisrael knows the story. That's not every yachid's obligation, right? So, but it's a mice of kriya that will effectuate piercing. So that has that quality of piercing. That's the misakin. So he's saying that when it's the day of every the kriya for the whole am. So then, automatically every kriya is going to have that quality because it will actually have an effect. If everybody does their private kriya, it will have the effect of. It'll have the actual effect of piercing, right? That will have, in reality, the whole Am will know it. Everybody does their little part, and it has that effect. So it doesn't have to be, it doesn't need the quality of a public statement on that day. You understand?
The public's already involved?
Because every yachid, the whole public is composed of every yachid, and the whole Am will know it through the Maisa Yachid. So then everybody's yachid has the effect of pursuing Yisa. But when it's not going to have that effect, because it's just a small group, so then if everybody just reads it privately, then it's not going to have the actual effect of piercing Minisa, so it'll just be a private kriya, and that won't have any quality of piercing. So in order for it to have the quality of a kriya shall piercing, it has to actually be actively mefarsim. But you don't have to be mefarsim to the entire Klal Yisrael. There's a shear. The minimal shear is a tibur. That's the first unit of. That's the smallest representation of the klal. Is the unit. So then it's a maisa piersum. Then it's a kriya of piersum b'maisa. As opposed to kol yachid yachid is a kriya of piersum in effect.
As a maisa piersum.
No, because the point I'm trying to stick to one thing. That you don't need to do. You're not doing a maisa of piercing. The mitzvah is never a maisa piercing. Okay? Because then even on the yom, you shouldn't be allowed to read a biyachid. Because biyachid is still not a maisa piercing. It might have the effect of piercing, but it's not a maisa of piercing. Right? So sometimes I say, in other words, so why does the mitzvah change when it's bismana and shelo bismana? How come the mitzvah changes when it's bismana and shelo bismana? So I'm trying to say it doesn't change. I think the mitzvah is really a kriya, okay, but it's a kriya of a certain sort. It's a kriya that has a certain quality of piercing. Well, let's just leave it unrefined like that for a moment. So there's two ways. So when it's bismana, then even the kriya biyachid has that quality, because in reality, it's going to affect. When everybody discharges their personal duty, in reality, it will become public knowledge. Understand? So for the kriya to have the quality of piercing bismana. Even individual kriyas will have that. Because it's related, that individual kriya, bismana, is the setting, even individually, is a setting that will cause piercing. But it's not that you're trying to cause piercing, that's the point that I make. It's not that you have an obligation to cause piercing. It's not that you have an obligation to actually effectuate the piercing. Your obligation is kriya. The mitzvah is always kriya. The only thing is that they're misaking the kriya. They're misaking a certain kind of a kriya because they had an objective. The objective was pirsa manes, but pirsa manes is not the maisa of the mitzvah. Even by Chanukah, the mitzvah is hadlaka saner. You don't make a bracha lahadlik. You don't make a bracha lafarsem as anes. You understand? But the only thing is that it's a certain kind of a kriya. It's a kriya. It's mitzvahs kriya upirsumei nisa. It's a kriya that is related to pirsumei nisa. It's a kriya that has that quality of pirsumei nisa. Okay, that pirsumei nisa is capable of coming from. So normally a private kriya is not that way. The only thing is, since everybody's chayav on this private kriya today, it will in effect cause that. But when it's a day of the when it's a Yom HaKnisa, when it's an early day, so then private kriya won't affect that. So then how does your kriya get the quality of a kriya shel pirsum? Then it has to be a different setup of the kriya. The whole setting of the kriya has to be changed, not because you have an obligation of pirsum, because you have an obligation of a kriya shel pirsum. And since in effect the kriyos will not create pirsum in the am, so then you can only define it as a kriya shel pirsum if you do the maisa, if it's done as a maisa of pirsum. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that it's not two different bisman and shlo bisman, and not two different mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah. It's a kriya that has the quality of pirsum. The other thing is, bismana, every individual kriya will have the quality of pirsum because it's related to the actual effect. But shalobismana, it would only be a kriya shel pirsum if you set it up with a tsura of a kore and a group. That's what I'm trying to say. A mitzvah lekros basar. So according to Rashi, even according to this shita that says bismana, you need 10. He's still not saying that he's not saying it's ma'akev, but he's saying it's a better kiyum to always do a ma'isa shel pirsum. Okay, but to have the kriya shel pirsum in every respect he holds. He should always have, but it's not ma'akev because it's a kriya shel pirsum anyway on that day. Alright, so let's take them on Yudches on Beis. Gemara says like this: Tan Rabban, Hishmit ba Sofer Osios O Psukim Vekar Nakari Ki Meturgeman Hametargim Yatza. So what does that mean? That the Sofer left out letters or Psukim, and the Kore read it Bal Peh. That's how Rashi learns Al Peh. So you're missing words. So you read what you have, and then what you don't have, you just fill it in Bal Peh. So the Gemara says it's good. Yatza. Yeah. Meisvei hayubo osios metushtashos o mekuros o rishuman im rishuman nikar ksheira vim lapsula. So you see you need to have the all the words there. Lokasha habakula habim ksasa. I says, no, that's only, you only need them there bim ksasa. Right? Okay. So it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult Gemara because the Mishnah says Koral Pez Lo Yatza. Koral Pez Lo Yatza. So why isn't this a problem right away? You Koral Pez. Those words, you still Koral Pez. Right? And take a look next Gemara. Also says Tanarvan. What? No, let's take the Gemara later on. It says Haya Kosva Darsho Magia. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. You're writing it, you're dashning it, or you're correcting it. Im kivin libo yatza. Right? So, hechidami, idika masadir psuka psuka vikosav lo ki kivin libo mayavi al pehu. So, here the Gemara asks al peh. It's funny, here the Gemara asks al peh. That what? If the Gemara thought it meant the guy is, he's saying to himself the pasuk that he has to write, he knows the Megillah al peh. And he says out loud the pasuk, and then he writes it down. So that's al peh. That's al peh. Ella dekosav psuka psuka vekarila, vekarile. So rather what? No, he does it the other way. He writes the pasuk, and then he reads what he just wrote. It's interesting. So that takes care of al peh. That takes care of al peh, even though it's certainly not a Megillah. Right? Certainly not a Megillah. Then the Gemara says, no.
That wouldn't be good for a different reason. Not because it's not because it's al peh. That'd be a problem because of the Gemara later. That what? Omer Rechabu, Omer Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Omer Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula, Vafilu Mandar Mishu, Yitzricha Shteik Suva Kula. So you need the whole thing? It's not enough that you're not reading it bal peh. You need the whole thing in front of you. El demoncha Megillah Kameh Vekori Lo. Mina. Psuka Psuka Vekosav Lo. So rather, what are you doing? You have a full Megillah in front of you. You read out of it. And then you write down what you read. Yeah. Rashi says, the Komasada Psuka Al Peh. Vekosav Lo. Vekotani Yotzai De Kriyas Oso Sidur. Yeah. Okay, so the Rashba asks on this Gemara, right? Says, how could you be Yotzei if you're missing Psukim? Because the Gemara quotes later that it has to be Kula Ksuva. Kula Ksuva. Ksuva Kula. Yeah, let's take a look at that. You saw that that Gemara? It's a strange Gemara. The Mishnah. The Mishnah says what? Mishnah says, "Umehechan kari adam es hamegillah v'yotzi ba'yidei chavaso." Reb Meir omer kula, Reb Yehuda omer ish Yehudi, Reb Yosi omer me'achar dvar me'ila. Right. So what does it mean? "Umehechan kari adam es hamegillah v'yotzi yidei chavaso." Strange question. Which chiyuv is that? I mean, is it just asking what the chiyuv is? What do you chayev? It's mashma. It's mashma that there's one chiyuv that they know, right? They just want to know how much of the Megillah. Now, is it a chiyuv of reading the Megillah? There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah, but how much of the Megillah do you have to read to be considered reading the Megillah? Right? I mean, what kind of a strange?
Not a mitzvah to read a certain part. Not that that is.
Not that that is what the mitzvah is. It's not like asking which parsha we're reading the Shabbos. You know what I mean? That's the guf ha-mitzvah. The guf ha-mitzvah is to read these words, to read this parsha. Right? It's mashma from the Gemara that's not the question. It's not the question is what is the guf ha-mitzvah. The question is, the guf ha-mitzvah, seems everyone agrees, is to read the Megillah. The only thing is, how much of the Megillah is necessary to be considered having read the Megillah? Right, and that's borne out in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, "Tanya Rishim ben Yochai Omer mi balay lahus." Now you have four positions. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'kulan mikra echad darshu. They're all learning it out from one pasuk. V'tichtov Esther Amalka Mordechai Edi is called Tokef. And Rashi says the end of the pasuk is l'kayim igeres hapurim al Tokef hifkidit lahazkir. What's important to mention? The strength.
So is he saying what time you guys are going to need to be in the time of the mitzvah?
In other words, it would seem Rashi's learning that that's the end of the pasuk. So in other words, it sounds like Rashi's darshaning like this, that every year you have an obligation to be mekayim the igeres. There's an idea of being Mekayim the Igeris every year. But that's through its Tokef that you Mekayim the Holy Igeris. How are you Mekayim the Igeris? Through reading the Tokef. And now they're all arguing, what's the Tokef? You understand? But it's not a question really of the mitzvah, of having different mitzvahs. Right, so then they say, "What? How do you get so many tokefs?" So he says, "Man damar kula tokfo shel Achashverus." Even the one who says you have to read the whole Megillah, he's not learning that there's a chiyuv, like a chiyuv of kriyas svarim. It's not like a chiyuv of reading. It's not like a mitzvah to read Megillas Eicha. It's not like a mitzvah of kriyas kisvei kodesh. It seems it's not a mitzvah of kriyas kisvei kodesh. Because you can't say the mitzvah is to read the whole Megillah. The mitzvah is to read the whole Megillah, like reading a Sefer Torah. Then how could you be Yotzei with reading parts you didn't read? How could you say that that's like I read parts I didn't read? How can you say I'm Mekayim the whole thing by reading this part? Right? It implies, in other words, because even the one who says read the whole thing, he's saying, because that's the you need to have the tokef of Achashverosh. Mandarim ish Yehudi, tokef shel Mordechai. Mandarim echar dvarim, tokef shel Haman. Mandarim iblai lu, tokef shel Neis. Yeah, so what are the different positions? It's difficult. What? The tokef means like the chozek, Rashi says, in the Megillah. The strength. I guess like the heart of the thing.
What's Igeris?
Igeris is the letter. Yeah. So, Tokvo Shel Achashverosh, it would seem to be, you know, how can you say Tokvo Shel Achashverosh? That's what we're doing? That's the whole essence of Megillah, is to talk about Achashverosh? So it's Mustava that he means, that he, that he's saying, what? Afzu. He's saying, even this you have to mention, even the Tokvo of Achashverosh. Even the Tokvo of... No, but that's the problem. You have to read the whole thing.
Only doing that at the beginning of the end.
He's saying if you're starting from there.
Well, that's Kula. Mandamar Kulo is Tokvo Shel Achashverosh.
Maybe it's the state of the Jews.
Mandamar Ish Yehudi, Tokvo Shel Mordechai. Right? Mandamar Echad Dvarim, Tokvo Shel Haman. Mandamar Mibalailu, Tokvo Shel Neis. What are you going to say? That someone holds the Neis is not important to be Mazkia? You say the one who holds Tokvo Shel Achashverosh holds it's not important to mention the Neis? It's not possible. Huh? See, right. So it would seem to say like this, that Achashverosh is the setting. Right? Achashverosh is the setting. Right? Ish Yehudi is the one, Al-Yado, that it came about through. He was the Zchus, the hero. Haman is what? Is the villain?
It's like English class.
And the Nace is the is really the main character, is the Nace. So that's the question. Can you just start with the Nace? I mean, that's usually the question. Can you just start with the Nace? You really want the Nace. But can you just start with the Nace? Or do you need to know? You need to say, you need to include who the Nace was, what made the Nace necessary? Haman. Or the other one says, no, you even need to include, you have to give context to the Nace. Why was this Nace necessary? Haman. The other one says, no, you need to give whose chus was it, whose chus and chachma was it brought about through? Right? Or what was the cause of the making this all necessary? And the other one is the whole state of Klal Yisrael all the time. All right, but I don't know. You can dash in a lot of ways. But the point is like this. And then the Gemara is a whole different shot. This shot I really don't understand. It says, Rav Huna says, Mehacho, Ma ro'u akocho mohigi alehem. Different Russia. The interesting Rashi says, HaMegillah nichteves v'nikras lehodia ledoros ma ro'u b'oso zman she'asu ma she'asu. Now what's the whole reason that the Megillah is written and read? To tell the generations, ma ro'u b'oso zman, what did they see in that time, she'asu ma she'asu, that they did what they did, u'mefarish al kocha asu. And the Megillah explains, this is why they did it. Ulafarish Maigi ala osim, and to explain what happened to them. Oh, so it goes to each one. Manda Amar Kula Mara Achashverosh Mishdamish Bekelim Shel Beis Hamikdash. I didn't see that in my Megillah. You have that one? Al Kacha Mishum Dechoshiv Shivim Shanim Velo Ifrik. That's also not in my Megillah. Umaigi alayhem Dekotel Vashti. So why don't we just stop over there? We just stop at the end of the first parak. I mean, that's what we want to know. We want to know, that's the whole thing. That's the whole message of the Megillah. That Achashverosh, and that's not even in the Megillah. I mean, it's drushes. Yes, they definitely have to say even that, right? Otherwise it's not the... And then the other one is, Mandama Me'ish Yehudi Ma'ra Mordechai Di'ikni Bahaman Al-Kocha De'Shavi Nafshe Avodazara. He was like a kanoi. Umohi gi alayhem disrachish nisha. So that I understand. Mandar mechar dvarim ela maro haman sheniskane b'kol ha'yehudim al kocha mishum demordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav amagi aleihem detalu also vesbonav aleit. So mandar miblay lehu maro achashverosh lehevi yasef ezichronos al kocha. This is a minte Esther lo haman b'adei. So that one includes Esther. Umar umagi aleihem disrachish nisa. So you have two nisim, two of them are nes, right? Either through Mordechai or through Esther's chachma. Yeah, but this is the part where it says Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Amar Kula. Va'afilu l'man dar me'ish Yehudi tzricha shteksuva kula. It's a strange Gemara. I mean, it's strange the Gemara has to say that you have to have the whole thing there. I mean, if you don't have the whole thing there, it's not a Megillah. I mean, why do you have to mention that? Isn't that like an obvious point? Well, if you carry the Megillah, and then the other question is which part of the Megillah you have to read, you don't have half the Megillah. Let's say you hold Balailahu. I mean, it's a question. Why is he only mentioned the Ish Yehudi one? But if you're missing half of the Megillah, if you're missing part of the Megillah, right? So then you're not carry the Megillah. I understand you say you don't have to read the whole Megillah, but it would seem obvious you have to have the Megillah. What's strange is what kind of the tzura that we're talking about. I mean, what's strange is what type of in terms of like a normal din of kriyas svarim or kriyas haTorah or something like that. You have the sefer, and then you say, okay, you only have to read this part of it. But to say and don't forget you need the sefer. I mean, that's a strange. I mean, it's like it's Baal Peh, isn't it? Like it's Baal Peh. I mean, you don't have the sefer. It's just. I mean, if you wrote it on paper, you wouldn't say it would be like a kriya. Would that be a kriya of that? It seems so. Not a kosher sefer. I mean, there are requirements of the sefer. Yeah. So the Rashba asks this question though. His question is what? He says, how could you say that you're missing letters? You see, you need the ksuva. You need it. You need it what? You need the ksuva kula. Ksuva kula. So he gives a strange answer. What's his answer? He says it has to look like a sefer. And what kind of a din is that? It has to look like a whole sefer. You can't be missing the beginning. He's saying this Gemara is talking about missing the beginning. That's why it's a problem. It doesn't look good if it's missing the beginning. But this Gemara is talking about where it's just missing a few words in the middle. I mean... is it a kosher sefer? I mean, what is it exactly? I mean, halacha by Torah, most Rishonim hold one os, apostles the whole Torah. Because you have to be kari from a sefer Torah. Right. Gemara says you can be kari from a chumash, from a sefer chumash, from one complete sefer. That would also be good. But we don't do it because it covered the tzibur. But the problem is like this. But I'll tell you the other problem. The other problem is very nice that you're not missing. Very nice. I have to go through the Ran in more detail from Rashba. It's very nice that you'll say it's not a sefer. It doesn't look like a sefer chaser. First of all, it is a sefer chaser. Who cares what it looks like? And what kind of a halachic thing is that? It has to look like a sefer shalem. It's not a sefer shalem. But second of all, even with that, you're still reading those words baal peh. Not going to help you to say you're not reading, just because you might say it's not a sefer chaser, but you're still reading whatever words are missing baal peh. So how could you do that?